So, as we see, life is going on according to what we believe in. Somebody believe in money, somebody believe in power, but somebody believe in Guru and Krishna. And with our own eyes we see, if you have some sincere, full faith, then Krishna must respond to you. Srila Govinda Maharaj many times told us, he was a very simple boy from a very poor Brahmin family. Almost his childhood he spent in poverty. And he never thought, he never dreamed he would become big Jagat Guru, going all over the world. That was not his plan. But he had some faith in Srila Bhakti Rakshakshidharadev Goswami Maharaj. So he came to Srila Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, and his conception was as a logo of Chaitanya Saraswatma, that Krishna is a sun, and disciple as a lotus, and Guru is water. So Guru Maharaj told him, one time, he told him, sun can burn. Gurudev mentioned this many times. Guru Maharaj looked at him one time and said, sun can burn. What he means is, without grace of Guru, without that water, sun will be burning lotus, because lotus have no power to stand the sun ray. But what is necessarily also in our logo, in order for lotus to remain in water, necessarily some strong root. Without root, lotus cannot exist in the water. And finally, Guru as a life-giving nectar water, giving to a disciple everything. He's, Raghunath Das Goswami say, Nama Shashtu Manmapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam. That very famous shloka, by grace of Guru, you get everything. You get holy name, you get Govardhan. Actually, everything we have here, it is representation of Raghunath Goswami shloka. So every time when we give initiation, we chant, Nama Shashtu Manmapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam. This is a very beautiful concept. By grace of Guru, you get Krishna now, you get Govardhan, you get Mahaprabhu, you get everything. But what is the condition? That is the question. You have to have some root. You have to be connected with service. You have to have root, deep root into service world. Otherwise, you won't be able to stay. So Srila Guru Maharaj said once to Gurudev, sun can burn. Very serious. And Gurudev said, that time, first time I understand how great God is, and without Guru, without mercy of Guru, how can I deal with that effulgent ray of sun, which can burn the whole universes? So, Gurudev was very thoughtful this time. So, Guru Maharaj asked him, can you follow what my advice is, not what your mind is? And Gurudev said, yes. And then he said, can you forget everything that you... And Gurudev also said, yes. And then Gurudev said, I was very foolish, very young, so very easy I give my vows. Only in a lifetime I realize, this to do this I have to dedicate all my life force to satisfaction of... So time has passed, he became great Vaishnava Acharya, he traveled all over the world, and teaching people with his own personal example. Taking prasadam, showing how to behave with devotees, showing how to take care of people. Everything he teach us was by his own personal example. Not mostly by book, just by behavior he could adjust everybody. But himself, he had so much appreciation, not only for general harikatha and preaching. Actually, he had some internal samskara for very high harikatha. He could appreciate Bilva Mangal Thakur, Krishna Karnamrita. He could appreciate Rupa Goswami. He could appreciate so many things. And sometimes, by himself, he would chant those beautiful slokas to us. But we had no meaning to understand. And sometimes he would sing this beautiful song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kabe Gauravani Shuradhuni Tate Aradheya Krishna Bore. This is a very sweet song, which is, when one day I will achieve Vrindavan, that is the mood of pure devotee. That was the mood of Madhavendra Puri. That was mood of Srila Gurudev. Kabe Gauravani Shuradhuni Tate Aradheya Krishna Bore. This is mood of separation from divine world. So normally we heard that one of the last stages of separation is death. But devotee does not accept death because there is no service in death. In separation path, the highest stage is dying. Yes. But devotee is not accepting that because there is no service in dying. Yes. So sometimes Radharani herself expressed this in very deep mood, that I cannot satisfy Krishna. I know nothing about Krishna. My life is useless. I should leave my body. But Chandrawali, her greatest opposition, coming and say, no, no, please, please, without you, Vrindavan will not be beautiful. Krishna will not be as Krishna, because without you, nothing will be substantial. That is the Chandrawali, who is her direct opposition. But this is very humble prayer from her to Radharani. And that mood of desperation been relished by Mahaprabhu himself. And before Mahaprabhu came, Madhavendra Puri were chanting in his departure so many beautiful slokas of Radharani, Ayodhina Dayal, Maturanatha. That was Madhavendra Puri mood. He said, Krishna, I could not fulfill you. I could not achieve you. Then I'm in lamentation. What should I do? So sometimes in his final days, Srila Govinda Maharaj would chant some beautiful slokas of Bhima Vangal Thakur, Madhavendra Puri. But who could understand all those slokas? Because his heart was very deep lamenting of separation from supreme, you know, Radharani's service. Before he left, it was very beautiful evening, just like evening we have right now. And we came to see him. And that time, he was very shy and very quiet. He did not speak too much. Few devotees was there, very intimate devotees, not too many people, maybe 5-6 people. And we feel, everybody feel there was something special. But Gurudev not speaking with so much, not talking. Then we think, oh, we want to entertain him. And we say, Maharaj, you want to see some video? Because there's some of his favorite videos of devotees. So we show him 2 minutes. One video was about China, Chinese spring. And that video showing the spring of goddess, like Lakshmi, enjoying the springtime. And when Gurudev saw this video, it had deeply reminded him Vrindavan, the spring in Vrindavan, when everything becomes so exalted. As Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda, who is pure devotee? You can see Krishna everywhere, with everybody's heart, with everything, you can understand Krishna. But already at that time, Srila Gurudev decided he's leaving the world. But he's not telling anybody, he's just looking at us last time. But he cannot tell us, I'm leaving tomorrow, because he does not want to disturb anyone. So the next morning, he disappeared, 4 o'clock in the morning, very short time. And everybody was shocked, and thousands and thousands of people started coming to Dam Dam Park. Then Acharya Maharaj appeared, and as always, Srila Acharya Maharaj, he's the man to make all the arrangements. So he made all the arrangements, car, everything. And we took sacred divine body of Srila Gurudev to Navadvip. And by miracle, everything happened very quick. None of us could understand what to do, how to do. But thousands and thousands of people came and gave their pushpa, gave their dandavat. Lately to see his divine form, his divine body. And first time then I understood that what it says Krishna Das in Chaitanya Charitamrita is truth. When Mahaprabhu present, hundreds of people collecting soil by their own hand where Mahaprabhu feet was. Same as Srila Govinda Maharaj's samadhi was digged by hands of his devotees, and people were so in divine trance. It is was not mundane. Everybody were like madmen and totally observe. And some people were crying, some people were laughing. Everybody were like crazy, like pogo, because something came down to us. We never feel that before. And some people could not see that, but some devotees try to fix their attention, understanding we cannot cry, we cannot do, we just have to perform the funeral ceremony, and there's so many opposition people also there. So, you know, devotees were very, very intensely concerned about what's going on. So, Srila Acharya Maharaj took charge of ceremony, and everything went perfectly, and his divine body were taken to samadhi, and right after that, it was a similar type of evening, but there was big, big rain coming down to us. And Srila Acharya Maharaj making some roof shade, at very last moment making some roof shade, because rain is so strongly coming, and Navadvip giving so much fire, you know, storm, rain, and we feel big rain. It is like blessing from the gods. It is Navadvip Dam, so the clouds were crying and giving us this blessing of a great Vaishnava disappearance. Actually, disappearance of a great Vaishnava, it is very, very auspicious for conditioned soul to be present on. So after Mahaprabhu disappeared, Raghunath Das Goswami, he thinking, I should commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. He came here to this place, Raghunath Das Goswami, and he feel Radhakunda is like, you know, Govardhan is like python, Radhakunda tried to swallow me. That was feeling. He does not like any of this without guru, without devotees. He has no appreciation for this. That's what he's expressed deeply in his poetry. And this is true, because without Guru Vaishnav, we have no connection with this reality. But then by grace of, he met Rupa Sanatan, and he see, oh, Mahaprabhu living in the heart of Rupa Sanatan. Now I feel new life is coming to me. So Guru is not something which is physically exist. Guru is something that always come in front of you if you have eyes to see. So we're not idol worshippers. So we not only see the Guru present in the Murti form, also we see the Guru present in every disciple, every person heart, because Guru is the quality, you know, as Lord himself coming in the form of Guru, he is in everybody's heart, but sometimes it is very difficult to see. So I can admit one thing, I don't have that divine vision. But when I come close to Guru Vaishnav, when I take part of spiritual life, as Maharaj said, you need to have some practicing life. And then gradually this vision, little by little, will come to you. Many people say, oh, after Sridhar Maharaj, there is nothing. All spiritual knowledge left. Or after Prabhupada, nothing. But this is only blind people can see it. Of course, there are Mahabhagavata Vaishnav. Who can argue that there were Mahabhagavata Vaishnav like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj? These are very special group. It is liberated souls that descend from spiritual world. There is gradation in everything. Even in Sari and Dhoti, you can find so many qualities. Cheap quality, middle quality, supreme quality. So we're not claiming we're like that. But what we're claiming is, we try to have a faith and develop our faith. Srila Param Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, my aim is to become insignificant servant in this life. Because one drop is divinity, is divine, one drop. So we need this one drop, and how we'll get it? As Srila Guru Maharaj say, as a poor man, he put his money in a bank. As a devotee, he put his faith in a bank. He comes to Vaishnavas with little faith. And the worst quality in this world is matsarya, to be envious of devotee. So it is says in first sloka, second sloka of Bhagavad, this dharma prachita pungsam, this dharma is not for those who have matsarya. This is the gist of our religion. Without trying to be envious to Bhagavan, Vaishnav, living entity, with small what we have to come and offer for the service, and as a remuneration, something divine will come. So we all know what Srila Govinda Maharaj told us many times before he disappeared the world. And he gave very good advice. He said, you cooperate with those who once seeking cooperation. Srila Gurudev told us, you cooperate with those devotees who cooperate. You cooperate with those who's looking for cooperation. And he also told in his will a very important thing. He said, you should try to see our leadership, especially Srila Charimaj, you should try to see with love. You should try to see leaders with love. Just mother see the child with love, can forgive everything. The love, this is the substance we have to deal with devotees. Without that feeling, our connection to spiritual life will not be successful. So very simple, Gurudev told us, try to not to be envious to devotees, try to serve with love and affection, and seek for cooperation of devotees. As you see, you all came here by your own will. Nobody forced you to come. Nobody forced you to wake up. Nobody forced you to do service. Because you want that. And that is the great quality of devotees. So I feel very shy because this festival, what do? Eat and talk. That's it. I feel very shy because this is what my quality is. I can do very little. You know, maybe before I've done something, but this festival I'm thinking, what is my seva? Very small, but Maharaj is mercifully tolerating me and Gurudev is mercifully watching, and I'm thinking, now I've become very useless. That means actually, while you have some strength, some energy, try to use this for a service of Guru and Vaishnav, and that will remain with you eternally. You never lose anything on this path. Because in our song it says, life can finish in 1 minute, the beauty, power, everything you can finish in 1 minute. Many great kings lost their kingdom, their wealth, their wife, their family. Many great munis, rishis lost their tapasya result. But what you will do here in Nam Sankirtan and Vaishnava Association, that will be never lost. And never mistake will be done if you give dandavat to Vaishnav. That's what Gurudev said. He said, I have no problem to give dandavat to Vaishnav. Even maybe he's not so great, but it is my religion. I not lose anything if I give dandavat. So this was his teaching, that he teaches something like Tridhara Pisu Nichinata or Pisa Hishnana. He tried to practice this in his own life, actually. Not some theory. He could show you what is Tridhara Pisu Nichinata. So now he is here in his eternal bhajan. He is now going with his desire of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. He actually deserved this place. This is very beautiful, very sweet place for him.